So we want to say to you this morning, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I have a little, I know how hard it is to be a mother because I watch. That's all I do. I watch. And you mothers really amaze me. So I have this favorite song for Mother's Day that I've played different times. So I'd like to share it with you.
Get him now, get him now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes, here's your shoes, hear the words I said. Get him now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you can grow one day to be big and tall. Remember the orthodontist will be seeing you every two days. Don't forget your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Shovel, chew slowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here. Did you wash behind your ear? Play outside, don't play rough, would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make your bed, do it now, we don't have all day. Were you born in a barn, would you like some hay? Could you even hear a word I say? Me. Close your mouth when you chew, would appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. To eat the food, I put up on your plate. Get an A, get the door, don't get smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, or I'll count to three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD. Get a dose of I. Don't care who started it, you're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. Then, before your friends jump off a cliff. Would you jump too? If I said it once, I've said it at least a thousand times before that. You're too old to act this way. It must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking. Stand up straighter when you walk. Face for everything, and everything must be a play. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. PJs on, get a bed, get a hug, say a prayer with mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again because the monster never ends. You don't need the reason why. Because. I said so.
The mom. You're the mom. And so this morning, moms, we need the kids up here to help me. You guys are going to pass out some things. Go around and give them, first, give them some to your mom, but also give them to all of the ladies that are here, because this morning they're going to learn how important they are, even if they're not a mom. Make sure every lady has a flower, because we love moms, we love all you women, and we want to appreciate you this morning. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for these women. We thank you for our moms. And Lord, we laugh, but where would we be without them? We certainly wouldn't be here. Moms are kind of important. So, Lord, we thank you for them. Lord, we pray as we worship this morning, as we sing, that you would be glorified and lifted up. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to say that moms are awesome. They're just awesome. It's the reality. They're the glue. I oftentimes walking behind our family, Robin is in the nursery this morning with Ginger, but walking behind our family with the whole crew up in front of us, different times we've been walking, I put my arm around her and I say, look at what you made. And she's always like, well, you were involved too. I said, well, I know. But this personality, this character, this is what you made. You're the glue. You're the glue, Mom. You're the one who sets that tone. So I'm a great dad, but I've forgotten my kids before. One time I was, I came home and my kids that morning, I dropped them off 10 miles away at our friend's house to spend the day playing with their kids. And I came home from the office, and as soon as I walked through the door, Robin said, where are the kids? I am on my way to get them right now. I just wanted to stop by to give you a kiss and say, I hope you had a good day. I had to go all the way back. I had to go all the way back and get my kids. So I had another time that my son Jake was at a baseball camp. I was supposed to pick him up. I thought it was an all-day camp. It ended at like 11:30 in the morning. I get this call from an angry coach. Are you going to pick up your kid? I go. Everybody's left. There's not a car in the parking lot. My son is just sitting there on the bleachers. The mad coach is sitting in his car. He's not even, like, out. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yep. Like. So, yeah, moms don't forget their kids. They don't. Moms don't forget their kids. So we celebrate moms today, biological moms, foster moms, adoptive moms, spiritual moms, the women who have cared enough for us and still care. I hope you get to celebrate today's mom, your mom today. And I think moms, when it comes to their zone, their place to relax, their what really fuels them, this is something I think some of you identify with.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Target.
You're putting on makeup.
Yeah.
For Target?
Duh. Last time I went looking like a troll, I ran into your ex-girlfriend.
You did? How many pillows do you need to sleep?
Oh, these aren't for sleeping.
What are they for?
These are the barrier pillows.
Huh?
For my barrier.
What barrier?
This one is for your snoring.
I don't snore that bad.
This one is to block the light from your phone.
Uh-huh.
This one is to protect me from your feet and your unclipped toenails.
I try to cut my
toenails. It just creates that protection from your general self.
This is not very romantic.
Love you.
Love you too.
Hey, do you work here?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're just in a red shirt.
No worries. What are you looking for?
Garden boots?
Good question. They used to be here in the footwear, but in the summer, they move them over to lawn and garden. But since that area is now transitioning to like back to school, they have those usually on a Wednesday. They put them on an end cap until like the total end of the season. Real hit or miss, but I'd head over there right now. TikTok. You should, no, the other way. You're going, no, it's this way. Go this way. Let me show you. I want to be the type of person who wears matching outfits when I work out. I want to be the type of person who does yoga. I want to be the type of person who juices things.
Honey, what is this?
I honestly don't even know. I feel like if we don't buy it right now, I'm going to get home and I'm going to regret not having it. So I think we just get it now just to have
what
it.
Is,
just to have
what
it.
What is this?
I don't know. It's fine. Just buy it. It's fine.
Anything you need to tell me?
Oh, God, no. But aren't these adorable? I saw that pregnant woman yesterday.
Do you even know her?
No, but aren't these adorable? I need to give these to her.
It's kind of creepy.
These are teeny tiny sandals. I'm going to start sending birthday cards to people, put a stamp on it, walk to the mailbox. I'm going to be that type of person. Don't you think if I get a new journal, my life will dramatically change? Like, this is the key. Just one more new journal. Just one more. I'm going to wear fancy PJs now.
So you're not going to wear that 1997 concert t-shirt that you wear to bed every single night?
You're right. I do have limits. Look at me. Man, I'm really proud of myself right now.
Whoa, that's not on the list.
Oh, the list is more of a suggestion.
Kim, you came here for dish soap and bananas.
Oh, they're in here. Don't you worry. It's a teeny tiny backpack.
Okay, any baby wearing that, the weight would cripple them and they would
fall
to the
ground. I know, but they could have like their snacks in there.
What does a baby need to carry?
This part of Kim, just like, this part's real. Of her looking at the flipping baby stuff. Our youngest is 11.
It's a little t-shirt with little.
You guys have a thing that guys don't have when it comes to this.
Yes, we do.
Last time I went looking like a...
I like how they get to the end and they do the outtakes and the husband's like, we can just keep filming because this is real. She's shopping now. and so for some of you, that's your happy place. I've heard about it. And when they added the Joanna Gaines section, you just were so thrilled. So I hope you maybe get to go there today or soon, you know. Get your Target fix. But today I'd like you to first, if you're a person who likes to do your homework.
What are you doing?
Oh, wait, what are you doing? Get out of there. I want to give you these examples, and you're going to want to take a picture of this screen at the end for some homework, some things you can look up. People will ask me, where are the women in the gospel story? How come there's not more women in the Bible? Now, remember, we've talked about presentism, how we take today's morals and values and take them all the way back and apply them to societies back 2,000 and 3,000 years ago. And that just doesn't make sense when we look at it. So we know that women in that time period were not recognized, valued, and it wasn't the same as today. And in many cases, women were seen as property. And so some people are like, I can't follow a God who would allow that. And I'm always like, okay, I want you to compare societies 3,000 years ago to one another. And you will find out that the Hebrew culture, the Jewish culture, was actually the most kind to its women. That they actually made provisions that if a man should die, his brother would then take care of his wife, so she would not be in poverty. They made it so that women had some rights. And so it was the most progressive of the day. Even if you look in presentism, you say today it's not very progressive. So we're going to look at women in the gospel story, and I just encourage you to look at what happened as Luke has written it. Luke, the theory is that Luke was writing it down, and he mentioned things that didn't get mentioned by some of the Jewish writers, because in their culture, they weren't valued the same way, and the women shouldn't even be following Jesus and be around him. They wouldn't be in a teacher circle. But Luke was not a Jew. So he's writing it from a different perspective, including some of the things. And I'm so thankful that he included the things and references to women in the gospel story. And so we're going to look at some of those this morning. This morning, three things I want us to consider quickly. That women are important. They're equal partners in Scripture. They're equal partners. So number one, we're going to look at that women are tenacious in their love. Number two, women have tremendous impact. And number three, that women are shapers and tapers. What does that mean? We'll get to that in a minute. First, women are tenacious in their love. They're persistent. They don't give up easily. Mamas don't take no for an answer. Look at John 2, verses 1 through 12. John 2, verses 1 through 12. If you don't have a Bible, please take one of the ones from the pew with you. It's yours. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to be able to get an idea of the personality of Christ, his character. But in John 2, 1 through 12, you know the story, or at least you've heard it referred to, that Jesus' first miracle was that he made wine, made water into wine, right? Even people who know nothing about Christianity will refer to that, usually when they're about three sheets to the wind. But they will refer to that story of Jesus making wine out of the water. So the story was, the next day there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was also there, and the disciples were also there too with Jesus, all invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities. So Jesus' mother told him, they have no more wine. And Jesus looked at her and he said, dear woman, that's not our problem. Mom, this is not our deal. Mom, it's not our problem. My time has not yet come. And his mother told the servants, do whatever he tells you, and gave him the look. Because Jesus then went and told the servants to go get the water jugs, and he went through it, and he turned the water into wine. What happened there? What happened there? Mama is persistent. Mama does what mamas do, and she's concerned at this wedding party that they're out of wine. And I love this story because I see the, when I personalize it and I see the behind the scenes, I can just picture my mama when I'm saying, no, mom, that's not going to happen. Uh-huh, yeah, you just do what you need to do. And walks away, and then I would do what mama said to do, right? So when we see that and we know that women are persistent, doctors, nurses, techs, anybody in hospitals will tell you that mamas are, in general, more persistent than fathers. They'll tell you the difference they see in mothers compared to dads. Moms stay with. Dads pace inside and outside of the room, do an errand, go down to the cafeteria for you. I'll go get us some coffees at Dunkin'. I'll do this. Moms hold hands and just sit there and stay with. Look at this painful scene in John 19:26. When Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, Jesus was hanging on the cross here. And his mother was there watching all of this. He said to her, dear woman, here is your son, meaning here I am. And he said to this disciple, meaning John, here is your mother. And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. So an aside, people will say, why not Joseph? What about Jesus' dad? Well, historians will tell you that tradition and history tells us that Joseph most likely passed away when Jesus was a teenager. The last reference to Joseph was when Jesus was 12 and teaching in the temple. The thought is that Joseph passed away. And they say, well, what about his brothers? Well, remember that in John 7:5, it tells us his brothers didn't believe in him until he proved what he was saying was true. How did he prove what he was saying was true? He rose from the dead. It's pretty definitive, you know, kind of like, see guys, serious, told you. But anyway, that's what was happening. So women are important equal partners. Women are tenacious in their love. And number two, women have tremendous impact. In Luke chapter 8, there's this passage. Soon afterward, Jesus began a tour of the nearby towns and villages, preaching and announcing the good news about the kingdom of God. He took his 12 disciples with him, along with some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases, and many others who were contributing from their own resources to support Jesus and his disciples. Do you get what this is saying? That women who had found hope and new life in Christ were funding his ministry. That these women that had resources and the list that's provided there in the little dot, dot, dot are some of the names as you look to Scripture that you can look up and say, who is this and what did she do? And so you see women's role in spreading the gospel and being involved. I think women believe in hope and change. You know that Mother's Day started in 1858 with a spark of a woman who was named Ann Reeves Jarvis. And she started organizing Mother's Day work clubs to fight against disease-causing West Appalachian poorest workers, kids working in the mines. Mother's Day has a tie to social welfare and social justice. The card companies have changed it so that now Mother's Day is about cards and buying flowers and going and being rude to waiters and waitresses. So Mother's Day started that way. So women, equal partners. Women are shapers and tapers. What does this mean? Women shape and tape. They shape our families. They shape everything they're involved in. Women are like duct tape. They're like duct tape. They stick things together and they keep them from falling apart. I'm amazed at how they can stitch things together and make it work. For our kids, all the way up through to us husbands. You do know that women, the uterus is a tracking device. Serious. We men, we can't find anything. We say, honey, where's this? They come in. That's right here where I told you it was. Right? Women pull everything together and they stick it. They stick things together and they don't get enough credit. And most of all, they avoid credit. They avoid that spotlight. And again, that's a generality. Look at Romans 16. Romans 16. When we go through it, I want you, as I read this, we're going to play a youth group game. Every time you hear the name of a woman, I want you to go, woohoo! Okay, got it? Practice, woman. Yeah, you guys got it. All right, because they're partners is what Paul is saying in the work of God. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a deacon in the church in Cenchreae. Welcome her in the Lord as one who is worthy of honor among God's people. Help her in whatever she needs, for she has been helpful to many, and especially to me. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-worker. Aquila, that's a weird name, but that's a dude. Some of these names, it's going to get worse. My co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus, in fact, they once risked their lives for me. I am thankful for them, and so are all the Gentile churches. Also, give my greetings to the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear Epinetus. You know? The next? We've got a little bit of clue. The next line says, he was the first person from the province of Asia to become a follower of Christ. So you got to unwoohoo it. So that's ooh, 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 ah, ooh, yeah. I don't even know. And so give my greetings to Mary, who has worked hard for your benefit. And we could go on, and we can go all the way down through to verse 6, in verse 13, this one that's on the screen is what I want to point out to you. Greet Rufus, dude, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, you can give her a woohoo, who has been a mother to me. Who has been like a mother to me. This is the Apostle Paul, the one who is responsible for writing all the letters that we have that make up most of our New Testament. This is a greeting, this is a term of affection. We don't know the depths or the details, but we can make an educated guess of what's going on here. And Paul, I believe, is saying this, like a mother to me, as a mother to me. She took me in. She fostered me. She's cared for me, prayed for me, poured into me, helped shape me in Jesus. Your mother has been responsible for me and is as a mother to me. Wow. And so I say to you, are you not a biological mom? And I say, so what? Look at what Paul is saying here. I hope you can see how Paul is saying this is very, very important. You're very, very important and you have huge opportunities. Or maybe you have a mom who couldn't pull her own stuff together for you. Maybe it was a mess and it was a mom who caused damage. See, I know that God wants to heal you in that. And you can move beyond it to be this woman who was like a mother to Paul. Maybe you're a mom, your own kids have left you, forgotten you. You know you won't hear from them today on Mother's Day. I hope you know that God understands that hurt and wants to sit with you in that and be there with you in that. And I hope you might hear or recognize a Paul in your life today. I hope you might hear a Paul, maybe a former student, a neighbor kid, someone in your circle who would say, you've been or you are like a mother to me. So those are the things that we look at this morning. So I say to you as our music teams come on up, moms and women, you are vitally important. Men for years and years continued to hold women down. Even in the extent in the New Testament where it says, wives, submit to your husbands. A lot of good preachers end right there. And they don't go to the next part that says, husbands, treat your wives, give yourself up for your wives, be to your wives as Christ. Love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Be willing to die for your wife? That says a lot about our agenda. That says a lot about how we value their input. That says a lot about that partnership that we have in marriage. So I want to say, women today, be tenacious in your love. Don't give up. We need you. You're valuable. You're important. You're vital. Society tries to tell you you are only valuable if you do this, if you are productive in this job, if, and you're wasting your time, if you're investing in, say, a family, or you're investing in a class, or you're investing, our society will tell you that children are not important right now. And that's a lie. Don't believe it. Be tenacious. Know you have a tremendous impact. And lastly, look to be a shaper and taper in somebody's life. Who can you encourage? Who can you come up alongside? Can you, even if you volunteer in a school, as you come alongside, even as you serve, whether it's Little League or whatever it is, even as you come and you work alongside a young mom, you know, or a young woman, you have an impact and you can be a shaper and a taper, somebody who sticks things together. We're going to close in prayer, and then the music team is going to play us out with a song that will stay in your mind as we leave. So we're going to pray now. Remember, next Sunday, we're outside. Talk to Chelsea and help with the pantry. All right, Lord, I thank you so much. Some of us are here and we miss our moms, and because they're gone. And Lord, I'm one of those. But Lord, I thank you for the mom I had. And I pray that you would help us to see when we've had those moms that have invested, that have been tapers and shapers, moms that have loved us consistently, what a gift that is. Sit with us today as we miss them. Lord, let us celebrate our moms well. Let us celebrate those who are as a mom to each of us. And let them know how important they are. Maybe we'd even make a phone call to that person who has no idea the influence they've had on us. That, like Paul, we could say, you've been as a mother to me. Go with us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.